The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This. Well, good morning, little brother.
It's Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, the Mike Schaefer Hour is brought to you by Trek CBD, 84th and Highway 2. The show is sponsored by Gaina Trucking. Before, Sip gives his reasoning for why Mike Locksley should not be ahead of Scott Frost in rankings. Hey, quick update. I know it's early. We're only a few two times in. But Sip Schaefer, tied for the lead right now at the PGA Championship, is a legend.
Who's that?
John Daly.
Really?
One under par through two. Three-way tie for first. We're about 3-4 tee times in.
Did you do your usual pool thing for this? And I didn't get informed? Can I still fill one out after?
I did not do the pool. You're the PGA just doesn't get much interest from the people here.
Wow. John, changeover in staff here.
No, it never did. Even in the past days of where golf was bigger here, no one cared about the PGA. Didn't care. All right, Sip. Before the break, we were teasing why Mike Locksley should not be ahead of Scott Frost in any coach rankings.
Well, I mean, if you're trying to build a case why you could probably keep Frost ahead of Locksley, I mean, one thing you could do is look at the scores against good teams that Maryland played this year. Iowa 51, Maryland 14. Okay, that was a little different than Nebraska, right? Right?
Yeah. How many wins did Maryland have this year?
Seven. Okay. Here's another score. Ohio State 66, Maryland 17.
This is the same person that always told me that it doesn't matter what the score is. Wins and losses matter most. This is strange for you. Would you stop it? This is very strange coming from you.
Minnesota.
When I said a blowout losses are different than close
Minnesota.
Losses.
Well, it's a different context we're talking about. Minnesota 34, Maryland 16. Penn State 31, Maryland 14. Michigan State 40, Maryland 21. Michigan 59, Maryland 18.
I'm just telling you, this is strange coming from you, who yelled at me many times for not admitting that a loss is a loss.
This is a different context.
Why?
Because we're straight up comparing coaches.
Well, Mike Locksley would say, I had seven wins and your coach had three. That's what he would say.
That's a decent point.
That's all the point I need.
I'm just throwing out.
I never thought I'd hear you talk about
it's a
point
data
discrepancy
point.
Here.
It's a data point.
What did Maryland schedule for this year?
Got it. Hold on.
Did they have any good wins? Buffalo? I got it. I got it in front of me.
Okay.
They start with Buffalo on the 3rd.
Oh, this upcoming season?
This season,
oh,
Jake.
Okay.
Charlotte, SMU.
Okay.
Then it's Michigan, Michigan State, Purdue, Indiana, Northwestern. So there's a chance.
That's five wins in there, I think.
They're like 4-4 after those first eight games. Chance.
Well, they win the first three. They'll beat Northwestern and Indiana.
I don't know if they're a guarantee over SMU.
Okay.
Right? Like,
no, not guaranteed.
I mean, I think that they – I don't even know what that look-ahead line would be. Now, the thing that they have going for them, I really like their quarterback. I like their quarterback, and I think Raheem Jarrett's still there. They had a mass exodus of players after the year, so I don't know who's all there and who's not. But I like Tagaloa a lot. He's very good. But I don't know if they'll make a bowl game.
I got him at 5 wins before.
Part of it is they play in the East much harder.
I'm sorry, Jake.
Well, the schedule he laid out there, I saw 5 wins in there. Was that the total schedule, or is that just the?
Well, that was just the first 8 games.
Okay, they're 5-3 through 8 games.
You think so?
Yep. They win the first. They'll beat SMU. They'll win those first 3, and they'll beat Northwestern, and they'll beat Indiana. That's 5 wins. And then we'll see what happens in November.
Okay.
I think Indiana could be a toss up.
I think Indiana's bad this year. That's a game I'm not really concerned about for Nebraska. I know that's going to come back and haunt me.
But you just don't say it's a winnable game. You can't do that.
I won't say that.
Teams from that state.
Schaefer, before we get to the game show, I saw this yesterday, and you quote tweeted this also regarding the NCAA D1 football annual signing and initial counter limits removed for the next 2 academic years by the D1 council. What does this mean?
It means different things to different programs and different stages. So, really, what it comes down to is that if Nebraska chooses to take 35 kids in the 2023 class because they have a mass exodus of players, they can do that. You know, you used to be limited by the number 25. The only thing that matters is the number 85 now. And so if you have 85 or less scholarships on August 1, I think is the date, you're good to go for the upcoming season. That's the number you have to get down to. I think there's some checks and balances before you get to August 1, so you're not carrying like 122 kids at some point in time. But so I suspect that this is kind of where the things are headed. It's in part because there's so much movement now that it's hard for programs to even stick around the 85. And then when you limit them, like Kansas has been limited in the past, they haven't been able to build back up to having 85 scholarships because they've just lost more players than being able to take 25 each year would even get
you. Why was Kansas limited?
Well, Charlie Weiss ran off everybody.
That's
and
right.
then
That's right. So it's hard to catch up.
Yeah. It, and especially with that limitation. So now Lance Leipold will have the opportunity to try to fill in more. You know, the problem with that is that it assumes the guys you're going to fill in are going to stick around, too. So we're in this mass cycle where you're talking about lots of people coming and going every year. And when we get into this with transition classes, when Scott Frost first took over after 2017, I mean, they used everything at their disposal to clean out that roster. I mean, early retirement packages for players, medical red shirts, all of those things, because there's a bunch of guys on this roster they didn't think we're going to play for them. You don't have to worry about that as much because now you can basically just go and get as many players as you want, push out the other ones out the door, and you can still have a more competitive roster than I would guess Nebraska felt like it had in 2018.
Also, Pac-12 doing away with divisions as of next season.
Hopefully Big Ten follows suit.
Not a big fan.
We talked about this, and Sip did not want
that. I like the divisions.
You like the organization of it more than anything?
I mean, we're just settling into this familiarity, schedule familiarity with opponents. Now it's going to get blown up. And I don't like the model that's being suggested, which is
– the pod?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, I don't know if this is what you're referring to. Having 3 teams that you play
in. Yeah, it's called a pod.
Okay.
Nebraska, it'd be Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota.
Do you know
Nebraska.
That? Do you know
well, that's what people have estimated.
It would make the most sense from a geographical and probably competitive standpoint.
Right.
The one issue with that is so like a pod for Illinois would be Northwestern, Purdue, and Indiana or something.
Inequity.
And that just feels like a 4-team pod of no one gives a crap.
Yep.
And there's an inequity that I'd be concerned about that –
And Penn State's pod would potentially be Maryland, Rutgers, Penn State, and Ohio State.
If you keep it regionalized, which you don't have to do that, right?
Yeah, well, it could be. And you could change the pod, you know, every couple years to make it work mathematically.
Yeah, changing the pod every couple of years, those are the sorts of things I don't like.
I like eliminating divisions because I get tired of situations like we experienced a few years ago where there's no reason Wisconsin should have ever shown up to the Big Ten championship game because all it was going to do was eliminate them from the college football playoff while Alabama and Nick Saban sat with their feet up and had nothing to gain,
true,
nothing to lose. If you eliminate divisions, Alabama plays in that SEC title game, mm-hmm, and they play their way into the playoff. I think you eliminate more inconsistencies with who gets to go in and who doesn't. And I also think it hurts a program like Notre Dame even more because they don't have – there used to be like, well, if you can still get in without winning your, you know, conference, what does it matter if Notre Dame's not in a conference? Well, it's going to be really hard to get into the college football playoff if there's no divisions.
Right.
So
– and okay, now – listen, I understand there's pros to ending the division, and it's somewhat appealing to me. The one thing I erred on when we were talking about it was I tried to get on board with the notion of Michigan and Ohio State playing the game and then having a rematch. That there's nothing good about it.
Yeah, back-to-back weeks would suck.
No. They wouldn't want it. It would be terrible because here's what you're doing. Here's what you're doing to those teams. If they play the game and then have to play again. Hmm. Then if you expand the playoff, then they're going in right into the playoff in early December.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Can't. That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous scenario. You see what I'm saying?
No.
That's a ridiculous scenario.
Because you're creating in your head that game is more physical and more fought out and all these things that you add to it from your own perception. Because what do you do at the end of November? You play a football game. Mm-hmm. What do you do if you make it to the conference championship game? You play a football game.
It's
if you're expanding the playoffs, you're still playing a football game. Putting the names Michigan and Ohio State is you adding emphasis onto that game.
Well, I don't have to add emphasis on it. It's a war.
Well, no,
it's a holy war.
See, you're adding emphasis that game has somehow. It's more difficult to play that game than it would be if you were Penn State playing Michigan State.
Well, I do think that's the case.
I don't. I think every time Penn State Michigan State plays, it's a detriment to anyone who likes offensive football.
I'm suggesting there's a lot of energy poured into a rival.
Well, but I'm saying that you are taking something and you're making it more because of those two teams when it's still the same thing. Two teams play football.
It's true.
The next week, two teams play football.
But I don't know if this is what you're suggesting, but I don't look at Nebraska Fordham the way I look at Nebraska Oklahoma, although it's two teams playing football.
Yeah, I mean, I get where you're coming from with it. But at the same time, if Alabama plays Auburn and then turns around and has to play Georgia. Mm-hmm. That's still a lot.
I mean, that's what
we're talking about.
Yeah, I get it.
I feel like when people present that scenario, they ignore the fact that probably only would have popped up once or
two
twice.
Of the last 4 years.
Yeah, and two Oklahoma and Texas, how many times have they played for a Big Ten or Big 12 title?
I don't know that. Yeah, I don't know that.
I just feel like people want to go against it for things that might theoretically happen.
True.
Rather than stuff that is
But in the Big Ten, it's very possible right now.
Sure, because they're good teams.
Yeah, good coaches.
The idea of playing for a conference championship is the good teams do it.
I don't like it. I don't like it from the game standpoint. The game, Michigan-Ohio State. That's the
one. I don't like you referring to it as the game because I find that obnoxious as hell.
Why?
Not you doing it, just
it is the game.
Calling it that.
But it is the game.
Well, we can play the real game, which is the game show on this show. Shut up, Sip. That's the real game.
Which you got to do tomorrow, even if it's a war today.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. This is a daily thing.
It's a holy war.
Wow.
I've seen this game be a holy war before.
Yeah. Give us a call right now, 464-568-5, your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You are 1-2 on the week. You are 7-6 in the recess, so above 500 by just one. Today, of course, is a throwback Thursday, the 2005 NFL football season.
Oh, very random.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's always random.
Well, there's got to be some tie-in.
No, it's random.
Okay.
Wow.
Very random.
All right.
Think you know your 2005 NFL football season stats, factoids?
No, I really don't.
Call us up.
I don't know anything
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Did I really scare a caller off? We had someone call right away for the show. I said 2005 NFL trivia,
they
and
clicked.
They hung up.
They might have
Listen,
clicked.
The way this works, you win a prize no matter what. If you lose, you get a bagel and a coffee. You win, you get a full dozen bagels. You can't lose. There's no losing in calling today.
I know
you lose a Sipple, and that hurts.
It does hurt. I know that Schaefer's imposing. Sipple can be imposing on certain topics.
I don't know that I'm super imposing here because I'm struggling to. This was like my senior year of high school, struggling to remember what would have been notable about that year. I think I have like who played for what.
Yeah, I think you guys would be okay.
I always look at this as you and Jake's
now
wheelhouse.
Now the lines are jacked. Oh, this would be my way. I would get all these questions correct.
We wrote the questions.
No, but I would. But I wrote the ones I thought were easy.
You know, right? Sometimes I do the reverse, and I throw some trivia at Jake. And what I've noticed is he's not that good at it.
Oh, you throw the most random questions
I've
ever.
I've invited him a couple times to play trivia.
What are you
he always
talking
has a
about?
Convenient excuse.
You asked me to name like four or five songs after a band,
that,
and I do it all
good,
the time.
Yeah, you do good on that. You had no earthly idea who Mike Elko was.
I did know who he was. I had the wrong school he came from. All right, Colton, how do you feel about 2005 NFL, the football season there?
We shall see. I was only 10.
Okay.
You were just 10.
I think I was 14.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you know how old he would be now, Steve?
Oh, man. That's a good question. I'll have to think about that one, too.
Plus 17?
Yeah, he's in the
27.
Upper 20s.
There you go. All right. Colton, first question goes
all
to
right,
you. Schaefer, a lifeline for Sip for one question. As always, here we go. Colton, what Seattle Seahawks running back led the NFL in touchdowns with 28 and rushing yards with 1,880 yards in 2005?
That has to be. The only name I can think of is Sean Alexander.
Sean Alexander is correct.
That is not who Steve had.
Oh, no.
You were going to say Marshawn Lynch, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Ricky Waters.
That would have been – he was before that time.
All right. Crouton got that. Colton.
Crouton Colton. Yeah.
I don't think Marshawn Lynch was even at
no.
Cal.
He may have been at Cal in 05. Hmm. He might have been. Okay. Sip, first question. Schaefer, still in play. You're down 1-0. What Carolina Panthers wide receiver – led the NFL in receiving yards in 2005 with 1,563 yards.
I have a name. Carolina Panthers?
Carolina Panthers, 2005.
Schaefer?
I am fairly certain I have this.
I'm doing it. Oh, this is a tough decision because I'm...
If you have a name, you should take it.
There. Yeah, I mean, don't use me here, then. If you've got one, go for it.
I know there's potential embarrassment in these answers. Steve Smith.
Steve Smith is not embarrassing at all. It's the correct answer.
All right. Good.
Could have said Musin Muhammad, who's also there, but that would not have been correct.
Right. Could have said Ray Carruth, and that would have been an answer for a different reason.
Yes. All right, so Schaefer's still in play. Colton, for the lead, your last question. What Tampa Bay Buccaneers running back won NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year in 2005?
Is it, he's a rookie of the year, you said?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, Cadillac Williams.
Cadillac Williams is correct.
Would not have
from
that.
Auburn.
Whoa.
Great job.
They had two Auburn running backs picked in the top five.
Yeah, we just talked about Ronnie Brown.
Ronnie Brown and Cadillac Williams.
Yes. How about that? Way to go.
Man.
All right.
I'm pulling deep there.
He pulled it out there. All right,
Schaefer. I still got Schaefer in
Schaefer's
play.
In play. You better use him here. Down 2-1. All right, Sip, for
you
the
got
time.
Steve Smith, and he's just throwing you under the...
What?
That's all the time.
At the time, they were the San Diego Chargers. What San Diego Chargers linebacker won NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year in 2005?
Ooh.
I have this.
Okay, let me think.
He's in play.
I know. I just want to see if I can get it on my own.
It's risky.
Schaefer.
Pretty sure he had a notable relationship with Tequila. Sean Merriman.
Okay. Ooh.
Good job, Schaefer. I would not have got that.
All right. This goes to Colton because you had this the other day. So, Colton, this goes to you. Sip will go over under your number. Colton, the Seahawks led the NFL in points scored in 2005 with 452 points in the regular season. The Browns were dead last in scoring. How many points did they score? Again, the Seahawks had 452, which was first. The Browns were dead last with how many points on the season?
Oh, man. I'll say 13.7.
Okay, but times that by 16, I guess.
Yeah, how many points?
How many points in the season?
Total? Okay.
Yeah.
We're looking at 220.
Okay, 220.
Great number. They scored more than 220 over.
Not by much, though. Good guess, Colton. 232 was the number for the Browns.
Good guess, Chris.
It was a great game. We'll get you a bagel and a coffee. Colton, thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
Keeping track at home, that'd be 14.5 points per game compared to the Seahawks, 28.3.
Who's quarterback then, the guys? Cleveland?
And 05?
Yeah.
Charlie Fry.
Might have been Charlie Fry. For the Seahawks, it was Matt Hasselbeck. They went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Steelers that year.
8-6 now overall.
And 2-2 on the week. Yes. Chance for a winning week still tomorrow.
Back-to-back winning weeks.
That was a good game. Well, hey, all questions were correct today.
What? Schaefer.
What are you laughing at, Schaefer? We'll bring in Jay Foreman for the spillover next on early break on the ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.